What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 180. In this episode, I'll discuss three different pain assessments to use in ICU patients who are unable to verbally communicate pain. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode180. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The use of pain assessments for patients who are unable to verbally communicate are recommended in the Society of Critical Care Medicine Pain, Agitation, and Delirium Guidelines. There are three main pain assessments that can be used in patients who are unable to verbally communicate pain. Number one, the Behavioral Pain Scale, or BPS. Number two, the Critical Care Pain Observation Tool, or CPOT. And number three, the Behavioral Pain Assessment Tool, or BPAT. The Behavioral Pain Scale examines three domains, giving 1 to 4 points on each domain for a range and score of 3 to 12. The three domains are facial expression, movements of upper limbs, and compliance with mechanical ventilation. The Critical Care Pain Observation Tool examines four domains, giving 0 to 2 points on each domain for a range and score of 0 to 8. The four domains are facial expression, body movements, compliance with the ventilator or vocalization if extubated, and muscle tension. And the Behavioral Pain Assessment Tool examines 8 domains, giving 0 or 1 point on each domain for a range and score of 0 to 8. The 8 domains are absence of a neutral expression on the face, grimace, wince, eyes closed, moaning, verbal complaints of pain, rigid muscles, and clenched fist. The Behavioral Pain Scale is the oldest of these three pain scales. It's designed for use in intubated patients. The CPOT swaps out the compliance with the ventilator domain for the vocalization domain if a patient is extubated. And the CPOT is the only one of these three pain scales to be validated for use in patients with ICU delirium. This gives the CPOT a high degree of flexibility in that it can be used whether the patient is intubated, extubated, or delirious. Be aware, when applying the CPOT to extubated patients who are also delirious, that only 10% of the patients in the validation study were extubated. The Behavioral Pain Assessment Tool is the easiest to administer out of these three pain scales. The BPS and the CPOT require knowledge of a range of possible behaviors in each domain. The BPAT is a simple yes-no assessment based on the presence or absence of each domain item. The majority of patients in the BPAT validation group were not intubated. Neither the BPS nor the BPAT make any adjustment for the patient being intubated or extubated. The maximum score on the BPS is reduced from 12 to 8 in any patient who is not intubated, and the maximum score on the BPAT is reduced from 8 to 6 in any patient who is intubated. If I had to choose just one of these three assessments to use, it would be the CPOT. The CPOT has the most flexibility in that it can be used regardless of the presence or absence of delirium or mechanical ventilation. As far as analgesic dosing goes in response to these pain assessments, in the original BPS trial, there was a non-statistically significant trend between the dose of analgesic and the BPS score in patients who had pain behaviors from nociceptive pain, such as suctioning or mobilization. However, I'm unable to find data to support using a severity-based dose of analgesic dependent on how high any of these three pain scores are. Instead, I use a fixed dose of analgesic if any of these pain scales suggest that the patient is in pain. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.